been burned and the 6 fires that are burning here in Southern California. And those winds are expected to stay strong heading into tomorrow afternoon.
California has spent about $500 million fighting wildfires this fiscal year, well beyond the $427 million in the budget. President Trump made it clear yesterday that he wants Alabama Republican Roy Moore in the U.S. Senate. Moore has been accused by multiple women of sexually abusing them when they were teens.
We want jobs, jobs, jobs. So get out and vote for Roy Moore.
The president spoke in Pensacola, Florida, just across the border from Alabama. The president heads for Jackson, Mississippi today for the opening of a civil rights museum. Some black members of Congress are boycotting the event. One of the first big winter storms of the season brought snow to parts of the Deep South Friday, says correspondent Jan Johnson.
Parts of South Mississippi and Southeast Louisiana recorded record-breaking snowfalls. 6 inches or more recorded across Southwest Mississippi, the most in one day for the city of Columbia, the third heaviest snowfall ever for the city of Meridian, and for Jackson, 5.1 inches logged the capital city's sixth deepest snowfall ever.
The storm is now moving to the northeast, where it is expected to make travel a mess in New York and Boston. 70 million people are now under some kind of winter storm alert along the East Coast. At least 4 Palestinians have died in the Gaza Strip in protests against President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Palestinians fired at least 3 rockets toward Israeli towns yesterday. The Israelis answered with airstrikes. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Give joy, get joy right now at Kohl's and take an extra 25% off. With an extra 25% off, Cuddle Duck throw pillows are $11.24 each, or a Keurig K55 is $74.99, and holiday jammies for the family are 50% off, plus an extra 25% off. Santa's on his way to Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. All the jolly details are at Kohl's.com/Santa. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% off are valid December 7th through 9th with promo code Santa. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Yes! The Johnsons don't have that inflatable musical snowman switched on tonight.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally on purpose cut the wires.
I love you. Alexa, play holiday music.
You're my present. Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews, cancel anytime.
The blue pill that's helped millions of men in the bedroom is turning white.
Life has its little ups and downs.
The first generic competition to the little blue pill is expected to hit markets next week. So Pfizer will launch its own cheaper version on Monday when the drug maker's patent-protected monopoly ends. Pfizer says their new little white pill will cost about half of the $65 price of what one blue pill cost. Pfizer will be competing with Teva Pharmaceuticals, who negotiated a deal 4 years ago to begin selling generic Viagra in the U.S. Last year, more than 12 million prescriptions for Viagra and Cialis were filled in the U.S., generating a combined $3 billion in sales. I'm Scott Carr.
Eight-term Arizona Republican Congressman Trent Franks waking up this morning as a former member of the House of Representatives. He resigned, acknowledged he talked with 2 female staff members about being a surrogate. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Give joy, get joy right now at Kohl's and take an extra 25% off. With an extra 25% off, Cuddle Duck throw pillows are $11.24 each, or a Keurig K55 is $74.99, and holiday jammies for the family are 50% off, plus an extra 25% off. Santa's on his way to Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. All the jolly details are at Kohl's.com/Santa. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% off are valid December 7th through 9th with promo code Santa. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Sarah, can you step in here a moment?
Sure.
So, big news?
Oh?
You're being promoted to regional sales manager.
That's great to hear, Alan. Thank you.
Dr. Corporate, approve memo.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews, cancel anytime.
Sarah, you can leave now.
Okay.
ABC News is sponsored by Gary Zell's Auto Glass, 513 3rd Street Southeast in Huron, specializing in mobile glass replacement, windshield and door glass replacement, free pickup and delivery. Gary Zell's Auto Glass, 352-0836.
Run to Clouds and Sun today with highs around 33. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 23. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 43. Cloudy skies expected Monday with daytime highs approaching 39. 34 Tuesday. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KOKK. Right now, 23.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Our winter sports season is getting in full gear as high school basketball kicked off a brand new season in South Dakota yesterday. Not everybody open, but many teams did get their first games of the season in. That included Huron Tiger girls and boys hosting Yankton in a doubleheader at the arena last night. Both games kind of came out similar. Huron had an early lead. Yankton built a lead through the second and third quarters. Huron rallied in the fourth only to fall short as Yankton gets the sweep of Huron last night. In the girls' game, Yankton led by 13 early in the fourth quarter. Huron then rallied to tie it at 49, but Yankton hit free throws down the stretch and defeated Huron 59-52. Huron put three in double figures. Haven Hines led the way with 16. Reagan Roselle had 11, all 11 coming in the fourth quarter as her shooting paced the comeback for Huron. Gracie Schoenfelder had 10 points, all coming in the second half. In the boys' game, again, a similar theme. Huron led at the end of the first quarter. Yankton built the lead over second and third. Huron was down 12 or 13 at one point in the second half. They did get the lead down to 4, but Yankton held on for a 54-49 win. Sophomores Kobe Bush, Tegan Evers each had 17 points to lead Huron in scoring. Evers had 8 rebounds as well. Isaac Carr grabbed 9 rebounds for Huron boys last night. Other scores around the area and state in girls basketball. Aberdeen defeated Pierre 61-56. Brookings topped Watertown 49-44. Rapid City Stevens defeated O'Gorman 52-46. Roosevelt topped Spearfish 48-33. Area scores, Corsica Stickney girls rolled to a 55-21 win over Wolsey Wessington. Dewbrook defeated Lake Preston 68-31. Mitchell Christian defeated Iroquois 61-18. Allie Deal, 10 points for Iroquois. And Webster defeated Redfield Dolan in girls basketball 53-48. Boys scores, first off ESD in AA, Aberdeen 49, Pierre 38. Lincoln defeated Brandon Valley 70-62. O'Gorman edged Stevens 67-63. Roosevelt defeated Spearfish 80-58. And Watertown defeated Brookings 52-47. Area boys scores from last night, DeSmit 64, Lake Preston 41. Redfield Dolan defeated Webster 70-43. Mitchell Christian defeated Iroquois 69-34. One other score in a boys basketball, Rapid City Central playing in Wyoming defeated Cheyenne East 48-47. That's the rundown of basketball scores from last night. In wrestling, the Huron Tigers began competition at the Rapid City Invitational. Huge meet, 30 teams out in Rapid City. After the first day, Huron is in eighth place as a team and has three wrestlers in the semifinals. Chip Schillingstad at 138, Tajay Jenkins-Harris at 152, Wyatt Larson at 182, all in the semis. Then still alive in the wrestlebacks, Danen Huber at 126, Travis Kleinsaucer at 170. As far as the team run goes, Pierre leads after the first day at 120. Bismarck, North Dakota, I believe that's Bismarck Century, second at 115. Rapid City Stevens, 113.5. Rapid City Central, 101.5. Aberdeen, 96 to round out the top five. Huron, eighth after the first day with a team score of 73.5. So that's the rundown of wrestling from yesterday. Some college basketball scores from last night in women's basketball. Augustana rolled over Minot 83-52. Northern State defeated Bemidji 65-55. And University of Sioux Falls defeated St. Cloud 64-59. Men's scores, South Dakota State rolled over Concordia, Nebraska 103-67. St. Cloud 88, Sioux Falls 82. Northern defeated Bemidji 74-54. Minot State edged Augustana 78-74. So that's the rundown of the scores from yesterday. A look at the schedule for today. More basketball around the area. Huron Tigers go back-to-back as they host Mitchell in another doubleheader. Everything starts an hour earlier since it's a Saturday. Lower levels will begin at 2:30. Girls' game scheduled to tip off at 5:15, followed by the boys. We'll be on the air about 4:45 with the pregame here on or over on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Other doubleheaders, quite a few of them around the area. Miller is at Cheyenne Eagle Butte. Highmore Herald is at Jones County. Aberdeen Christian is at James Valley Christian. And Sanborn Central Woonsocket is at Sunshine Bible. In wrestling, Huron Tigers will wrap up the Rapid City Invitational this afternoon. Gymnastics at Huron is at the Aberdeen Invitational. Pretty big meet up there today. And in hockey, Huron is at Aberdeen. So that is the schedule coming up now for today. Dakota Sports Saturday coming up this morning. We'll talk Huron Tiger basketball with girls coach Wade Stubbs, boys coach Tim Budenhagen. We'll also talk Huron Tiger gymnastics with head coach Julie King. And we'll have a little look at South Dakota State University football. The Jacks hosting New Hampshire in the quarterfinal round of the football championship subdivision playoffs in Brookings this afternoon. All coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday this morning. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And don't forget, Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Remember the stormy weather this past summer? Do you remember how well your insurance coverage responded? Don't learn the lesson of being properly insured the hard way. A free insurance review with Pearson Anderson Insurance has options to specifically cover you at a price you can live with. Let Pearson Anderson review your insurance program to make sure you're ready for the future. Pearson Anderson Insurance, insuring a brighter tomorrow. Give them a call today.
You've got Dakota Sports.
First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk with Wade Stobbs, head girls basketball coach for Huron. Huron girls lose their opener last night, 59-52 to Yankton. Nice comeback in the fourth quarter to tie it. And Wade, overall, a lot of question marks coming in. I think a few of those questions got answered. A few more questions kind of popped up, though, too.
Yeah, offensively, I thought we played pretty well. You know, anytime you can get to the 50 points, we scored 52 last night. You're going to be in basketball games. We were in the game. We had our chances. Just didn't work out for us. Comes down to some offensive rebounds. I think we gave up 11 offensive rebounds or 11 points off of offensive rebounds. And then free throws. They shoot 14 of 18. They make more than we shoot, and that's kind of the difference in the game.
Yeah, I thought the stat that really sticks out is the rebounding. You mentioned the offensive rebound side of it, but just overall, I think it was 35-16, something like that. They out-rebounded us. Now, granted, we kind of figure there aren't going to be too many teams we will be able to out-rebound just because our size, but it just means you have to work a little harder, be a little more physical underneath to take up some space.
Yeah, I was able to watch film, and a number of times we have four girls boxing out and then one girl not. And that, I mean, that's kind of a killer there, and that's things we've been working on all season so far, these first 2 weeks, is boxing out, rebounding. We know we have to be good and better at that, and there's still room for improvement. That's something that we really got to work on is getting those girls and getting a body on them and getting the board.
You mentioned the free throws, too, and getting outshot like that, and that's just a matter of who's a little more aggressive.
Yeah, you know, we try and be aggressive. We're trying to take the ball to the hole, and I think we did a better job of that with our guards, with penetration and kick. But, you know, down the stretch there, we had to foul a few times. We started to get real aggressive with our defense and got into a little bit of foul trouble, and they were able to shoot some free throws and connect on those.
You know, in the first half, Haven Hines really stepped up. She ended up with 16 points, and I believe 12 of those were in the first half. And then I think Yankton kind of noticed that and really crunched down on her, and that means somebody else has to step up. And in that second half, you got that first off from Gracie Schoenfelder. Then the fourth quarter, Reagan Roselle got hot.
Yeah, you know, and that's what's going to happen. You know, the teams are going to key on Haven, and she did a nice job of getting us into our sets, getting us going, and then we had other girls step up. You know, I think we had three girls in double figures, and that's what you need. Like I said, offensively, I think we came a long ways from where we started the season to where we're at now. We just got to stay positive there, and you know, just keep things going there, and it just has to keep going on the defensive side and the rebounding side of the ball.
You know, when you look at that fourth quarter, we get down 10, 12, 13 points there, and then all of a sudden we came back in a hurry. It was Reagan Roselle that got hot. I think I only had her down for one shot total before she went on her flurry there in the fourth quarter, three threes and a two. And in a short time, we went from 13 down to a tie score.
Yeah, they really started keying on Haven. We tried to run her off some double screens, and they were switching. They almost committed three girls to her at times coming off of that, so it opened up some other girls, and they kind of sagged off, and we found the open girl, and they were able to make plays for us.
You know, and not only that, too, we slapped a press on them. Yankton really struggled at times. Girls were playing their roles. In fact, we had a couple of steals that weren't, one on some sort of timeout that occurred, and then also one where Sammy Schultz gets a steal but then kind of runs into one of her own players, gets called for a travel. But Yankton was really back on their heels at that point.
Yeah, and as the season goes on, you know, and I need to find more girls to get in the game and sub a little bit. Last night we only went about five girls. Sammy Schultz got in foul trouble right away, didn't play much in the first half. And then Reagan got on a roll and Gracie got on a roll in the second half, and I couldn't get them out. So we played a lot of the game with five girls on the court. So I'm hoping to get to that eight, you know, eight girls out there and keeping girls fresher, being able to pressure a little bit more, but it's going to be down the road a little bit.
Well, you might have to look at that a little more tonight, though, too, going back-to-back while a fresh Mitchell team comes in, and it'll be their season opener. Plus, they got a full scouting report just by coming and watching last night. And Mitchell, all you can kind of go by is what the roster looks like and what you know about the girls that played for them last year. And, well, they're going to, you know, Yankton had a little size. Mitchell has more.
Yeah, you know, they didn't really graduate a lot last year. Mitchell didn't, so they bring pretty much all their girls back, and they got a lot of size. The Miller girl inside is a good post presence. We're gonna have to figure out how we're gonna guard her, come down, how we're gonna double from, because we're not gonna be able to guard her one on one at the post, I don't think. So we'll have to make some defensive adjustments there and just be more aggressive. And again, we gotta make sure we box out and rebound every single time that ball goes up.
You know, those two guards in Lindberg and Cranny, and I know Cranny in particular, she's one of those kind of like Reagan Roselle we saw last night. When she gets hot, she can hit from anywhere.
Yeah, you know, their guards are really streaky. They're really quick. You know, they play well with the Miller girl inside, outside. And if they're on outside, they're going to be a tough team to beat. But, you know, we're hoping to be able to contest them, and long shots lead to long boards, and hopefully we can get out and transition a little bit.
Now, one thing talk a little about here, because we're in a little bit of a new frontier here as far as South Dakota High School basketball goes with the so-called Sweet 16. I know I'm not supposed to call it that, but I'm still going to call it that anyway. But give you a little bit of your thoughts on it, even going back to your days at Clark Willow Lake, because this discussion's been going on for quite some time.
Yeah, I'm in favor of the Sweet 16 or the Final 16 or whatever they're going to call it. But, you know, I'm a firm believer in the best eight schools being able to get to the state tournament. It shouldn't go by region or where you're located. I feel if a team goes 15-5 in a regular season, and just because they're in a district with other good teams, they don't make it in, that's not right. I feel that that's what you play the regular season for. And you play the regular season to get into the postseason and give yourself a chance to go compete at that state tournament.
You know, and then as you look at it, you're all of a sudden you're not competing against the three other teams. Now you're competing against 17 other, really. You know, it's hard to think about that here on December 9th, but yet that's kind of how your outlook is.
Yeah, and you look at it, you know, and even if you're down a little bit, it comes down to one game, you know, one game, and anything can happen in a one-game situation. You know, you could go in as the 10 seed, the 14 seed, whatever it is, but it comes down to one game. One team doesn't play very well, you play really well, and you got a chance.
Well, as we look ahead to Mitchell again here, I know you were kind of an empty page to a certain extent going into last night. You saw some things I think you liked. You saw some things, obviously, you want to work on, and kind of hard to institute much for change here in less than 24 hours, but the bottom line is get a little better idea now what you have this morning.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you'd like a little more turnaround time for this next one. You know, a Tuesday, which we do play Tuesday already, but, you know, if you had a couple days to work on some things in practice and talk about some things, watch a little film with the team and be a little different. But, you know, it's kind of nice. You know, we played well. The atmosphere in the arena last night was awesome. I'm expecting the same type of atmosphere tonight against Mitchell. We had a great crowd. The crowd was loud. It was great for the girls. And even though we come out with a loss there, it was a good experience and a pretty good first game for us.
Wade Stobbs, head coach here on Tiger Girls. Girls will host Mitchell and 5:15 a tip-off for later today over on Tiger 95. We'll come back, talk some here on Tiger Boys basketball next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And don't forget, Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we now talk here on Tiger Boys basketball with head coach Tim Buddenhagen. The Tiger Boys opened last night hosting Yankton. Yankton comes out with a 54-49 win. And, Bud, just like I thought our boys game kind of followed the path of the girls game a bit. We led by one at the end of the first quarter, let Yankton get ahead in the second. They opened up the lead to double digits, 1 point. We make a comeback late but fall short.
Yeah, that we spent too much time around the three-point line. Take a look at the free-throw discrepancy. They shoot 25. We shoot 12. Story of the game right there. They're the aggressor. We weren't. Here on Tiger teams, don't get outworked. We got outworked. And that's the thing that we can control. I mean, we can't control if the ball doesn't go in or we go to the rim, we get bumped, we don't get the call, but we can control our effort and how hard we worked. I thought we settled. We didn't try to get the tough, you know, the tough two. We didn't want to get the tough basket. We wanted the easy basket. And sometimes you got to do the difficult things in life.
You know, as we said, you know, not a lot back from last year, at least from varsity minutes outside of Kobe Bush, and then Isaac Carr got some time off the bench as well. But you also don't want to lose that as a crutch. We're all big boys now. We got to put our big boy pants on.
Yeah, that ball goes up. You're playing. You better perform. And it's a show me game. Show me you can play or show me you can't. And you know, a lot of our guys were shell shocked. And again, like I said, we stood around too much. We didn't attack the basket. Give Yankton all the credit in the world because they did. And I thought Moore's got him tough baskets. I mean, he got the ball to the middle paint, elevated over us, got some tough twos to go. We didn't get any of those tough twos to go because we didn't take any.
Yeah, because we did not score our first two-point field goal till sometime in the third quarter. It was all threes and free throws by halftime. Yeah, we were hanging in there at that point.
Yeah, we got two attacks to the basket. Jet took it, you know, a nice. We ran a nice out-of-bounds play. He got the bounce pass. He took it aggressively to the rim. Alex Hill got the tip, and then he had the nice right-hand scoop shot. Those are the only twos that I can remember, those 6 points right there. And, again, we didn't get to the free-throw line enough. If you don't attack the basket, you're not going to get to the free-throw line. If you're going to settle for the outside jumper, you're not going to get to the free-throw line. So those are some things that we got to clean up today.
And as you look at some of the other things, you know, defensively, at times we were okay. At times we were giving them wide open threes. And I suppose some of that is just the way how Yankton plays, because you have to focus a lot of attention on Moore's. Well, that Krejci kid had, what, 5 threes, I think? And, well, he's a senior and has been playing for 3 years.
Yeah, we focused on Wolfgram and Ryken before the game, because we thought those three guys were, along with Moore's, could really shoot the three. The Krejci, you know, he hit a couple last year, but not very many. But in a game, you know, as the game's going, he hits one, he hits two. Okay, so now he's got two. Now we got to know where he is. On the backside, we never talked, and they were screening our backside guys, and both of our backside guys got screened. Instead of, okay, you got to go out, I'm getting screened, we never communicated that. And defensively, we can control that. I can control, hey, 23's on our side. You got him this time. I got help. But we never did that. We never communicated. That's what good teams do. And right now, you know, if we're not going to communicate, if we're not going to outwork teams, we're going to get beat like we did last night.
And to show a little heart there, as I said, we got down double digits, but then we're able to come back. Tegan Evers hit some threes. He and Kobe each finished with 17 points. Tegan also had 8 boards as well. So, you know, there's a little glimpses of there. You can see what you have. Again, it's just you have to develop.
There's light at the end of the tunnel, but we don't have time to develop right now. You know, we got 3 games in the next 5 days. We don't have time to develop. We gotta do that on the court. I mean, on the fly, we gotta be able to adjust. You know, one thing last year's team could do is they could adjust. We could come in and say, okay, we gotta do this tonight. They could do that on the fly. This team, we're gonna have to work some kinks out. Like today, we gotta have practice today. We gotta have a full-fledged practice at 12:30 because we gotta clean some things up. I don't know if walking through it is going to, you know, be enough. So today we're gonna have to gear up for practice, we'll have a full-fledged practice, and hopefully, you know, tonight be ready to play.
You know, a couple of unsung performances that we didn't really hit on last night in the post game. First, I thought Sean Flannery did give you a spark defensively. He made a couple of steals, got a couple of loose balls, did hit a three at a time where it meant something. You know, and you know that's one of those kids where he really hasn't been in that spotlight before, and maybe took a little bit, but he did give us a spark there in the fourth.
Sean's just got to get some confidence and be a little bit more relaxed, like a lot of our guys. Sean's very athletic. He does a lot of nice things. He's left-handed. There was a couple times I thought he could have ripped and went to his left and got to the rim. But, you know, we're just too tentative last night. And, you know, again, the aggressor is going to win. But Sean did some nice things last night, hit that big three on the right wing. So he's going to get some playing time. And, you know, everybody's battling for minutes right now. And like I said, it's a show-me game. You got to show us, you know, what you can do right now within the concept of the team. And, you know, I just thought that Yankton's, You know, we call them parachute Packers. They just made more plays than ours last night.
And then one other kid I did want to mention, too, because I didn't even realize it until I saw the stats after I got home, that Isaac Carr led us in rebounds. You know, a big surprise, a Carr led us in rebounding.
Ike's got long arms, goes to the basket hard, but he's got to give us some scoring as well. I mean, we didn't get anything out of him in the scoring. He had some nice looks in the inside. We got to have that out of a senior. A senior that's played before, he's been around basketball his whole entire life. His brothers, probably playing in the driveway. His dad taking him to the Norby.
Cousins.
Yeah, he's just got to get down there and he's got to go to work. And he became a passer last night. Anybody can pass. I mean, we need those special guys that they can score a little bit too.
And then as you look at tonight, Mitchell comes in. They were there scouting as they will open their season against us tonight. So we're coming on a short rest. Mitchell, a few unknowns there, too, just because, well, they have a lot of kids back. It's a new coach. It's a new system. And we haven't had a chance to see them.
It's a revival. You know, they're all fired up, and they're ready to go. They want to know, see how this new Mercedes drives. And we're coming in as a clunker right now because we lost last night. So it's a tale of two different teams, two psyches coming in. You know, they got that brand new feeling. We kind of got the, okay, we got kicked in the tail feeling. Now what's going to happen? So we got to get that taste out of our mouth this afternoon, get them back in the gym, and then we got to match their energy. They've lost 20-some in a row, and the last win they had was us. So
In the Huron Arena.
So deja vu, hopefully not, but, you know, things happen.
And did want to mention the Sweet 16. I know you kind of touched on it last night where, from my standpoint, I'm not even going to worry about it till probably sometime in January, but on December 8th, you're already thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. The marbles either go in the left-hand jar or the right-hand jar, and you only get 20 marbles. So you gotta use them carefully. And right now we got one in the right-hand jar, and eight other teams got them in the left-hand jar. And you got to catch up. Right now we're in last place looking outside, looking in. And I think that's a good thing about the Sweet 16 because every game matters. You know, we might not be able to vie for a conference title, but you can vie for one of those top 16 spots throughout the year. So every game matters. Every game's important. I don't think we place that much importance on the first game. It's only the first game. Well, it's only one possession, or it's only $10, or it's only 20, you know, but I blew it, and now I need it. So we can't blow games like that. We can't blow $20 on, stupid things. So we got to make sure that we use our money wisely and purchase the things that we need. So today we got to get back to work, and hopefully we can purchase some of those things tonight.
Tim Budnick and head coach here on Tiger Boys against doubleheader tonight at the arena against Mitchell, 5:15 for the girls. Boys game to follow. Coming up next, we'll talk here on Tiger Gymnastics. Also have some SDSU football coming up here on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday as we talk with Julie King, head coach here on Tiger Gymnastics, as they are off into their season, actually varsity, traveling to Aberdeen today, and they have a couple of meets under their belts. And first off, Julie, let's just do kind of some of the basics here. Looks like you got a good number of girls in the room and kind of evenly split between high school girls and middle school girls.
Yep, we do. We have 13 high school girls out, and we have three strong senior leaders this year with Emily Lord and Caitlin King and Haley Haper. And then we have our juniors that are rounding it up as well, which Sarah Christensen is doing an amazing job for us so far this season, and Brittany Nelson. So I'm very pleased with the way that our season has begun.
We'll talk about what you've seen so far, and first off, that little sophomore, Harry Gazelle, she's started off the season very strong.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what she's been getting done in the gym. And she is very focused, and she has big goals, and she is working to reach all of them.
Well, talk a little about the approach here in the early part of the season. I noticed Erik Ezell is doing all around, meaning she's going in all four events. And sometimes you go a little slower on that. Just kind of depends on the kid.
Yeah, well, we've got several that are doing all around. Erika is one. Emily Lord, Cassie Decker, Sarah Christensen, they're all in the all-around competition. And then the nice thing about that all-around competition is if they can get a 34 three times in season, they qualify for state. Erika has already done that two times this season. So we're pretty excited about where she is sitting as far as qualifying for state. It takes a lot of pressure off, and we've got a few other girls that we are predicting are going to do the same.
Well, let's talk about how the practices have been going so far. I think you've been in the gym for about a month now, and sounds like you have girls of all levels, from beginners all the way up to the advanced. So there's a lot of girls and a lot of teaching going on.
We do. Gymnastics doesn't really matter about the age. It matters on the skill level as to where they are starting. And we don't have a middle school program here in Huron, so it takes a little bit of coaching from the very beginning to get those girls going. Some kids walk into the gym and they don't even have a cartwheel. Some kids walk into the gym and they're flipping vaults. So it's pretty exciting to see where they progress to in the gym.
Well, let's talk about what you've seen so far as varsity goes. You've had a couple of meets under your belt, dual at Brookings, and then hosted a quadrangular there last week. JV had some competition in Brookings this past week as well. Talk about some of the things you've done. Kind of get back to Erik Ezell, because not only has she been a strong performer, she's done something, I guess, that a Huron Tiger has never done.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. She's been working hard throughout the summer, and she actually flipped a Sukahara vault, which I put as a flipping vault in the paper just so everybody kind of understood what it was, because most people don't know what a Suk is. But she gets into the gym, she works hard, and she does it all on her own. She doesn't have any spotting whatsoever, and that's how she likes to perform.
And, you know, just when you take on something like that, and obviously I would imagine the difficulty is just about up through the roof, first it takes some courage, and then second, you kind of have to trust yourself.
And that is exactly what we've been telling the girls. We are really encouraging the girls to use less spotting when it is safe for them to do that, and it only builds confidence, and therefore, it gives them courage to be able to compete it and compete it well.
Well, as we've talked about Erik Ezell, talk about a few of the other girls. Now you have five girls going to compete varsity today in Aberdeen. Talk about who's going up there and some of the things that they're doing, some of the things they're working on.
Well, it's kind of fun. Cassie Decker, just the other night, got her round effect tuck off the beam, so she's pretty excited and pumped up about that, and she is really progressing with some self-confidence. Emily Lord, as well, came up with a new skill for her bar routine, so she's pretty pumped up and ready to show that off as well, and she's one of our all-arounders. Caitlin King is one of our strong girls on beam. She seems to stick those beam routines pretty well, so we're pretty excited about that. And Sarah Christensen just continues to get better and better, and she is getting more polished as she is getting older.
We'll talk about what you expect today in Aberdeen. First off, sounds like that's kind of a large meet.
It's a very large meet. There's 14 teams there, and the two big dogs will be there. Actually, the three big dogs will be there. Mitchell will be there, Watertown will be there, and Stevens will be there. And I'm assuming they're going to be battling out for first, second, and third. But also O'Gorman will be there and Pierre. And so we're going to be right in the middle of the pack. We have been scoring very well. Our last score that we've recorded was 131.35, and I just checked scores the other day, and Yankton was at a 132, Brookings is at about a 135, so we're right in the middle of the pack again this season.
And talk about a meet like today, I suppose, especially early season, kind of nice to get a chance to see just exactly what everybody else has.
Absolutely. This meet is a long one. It's a grueling one. A lot of wait time, a lot of buys in between meets for us, but we also get to see the competition, and we get to see the competition early. And the one nice thing about going up to Aberdeen, they do run a very great meet, and there's not a lot you can do when there's 14 teams and you're warming up at 9 in the morning and then getting a chance to compete later on in the afternoon, but it is very nice to see the competition.
And just to look ahead a little to next weekend, kind of your final event before the holiday break, you go to that annual Mitchell competition. If I remember right, that's something that gets kind of split, that's been split up here the last couple of years.
Yeah, Audra does a really nice job of trying to work with having several teams come in and dividing it into 2 days. So she actually gives medals out on Friday, and we do a team competition with everyone on Friday and then on Saturday as well. So she's split it into two meets, which makes it a little less stressful for the girls. It gets to be a long day when you've got 14 teams in the gym. So we go 7 and 7.
Well, let's talk about some of your goals here as you look at the season. You do have some experienced girls. You do have maybe a few girls that are maybe not as experienced, but even, you know, just kind of looking at the names, even your younger girls, it seems like have been around a while.
Yeah, we came into the season thinking, wow, we're really young and inexperienced, and we got going on that Brookings meet, and, you know, they just turned it on. And then we had our home meet the other night, and I tell you what, I shouldn't jinx myself with this, but darn it, we looked pretty darn good on that balance beam. And out of the JV and varsity combined, we had 14 girls, and we had 8 no-fall beam routines. So pretty pumped up about that, and I think the girls have been working really hard in the gym.
Julie King, head coach of Huron Tiger Gymnastics, again headed to Aberdeen today. Have a meet in Mitchell next Friday as well to close out the pre-holiday portion of their schedule. We'll take a time out here. When we come back, we'll talk a little South Dakota State University of football as they have another playoff game coming up today. This is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest.